and welcome to Subspace Transmissions, the podcast where two Trek fans step into the arena and tackle the best, worst, weirdest, wildest, and everything in between that Star Trek has to offer. I'm Cam Smith, and joining me on the bridge...
This is Tyler Orton, reporting for duty.
And also, right next to us, walking right out of a Beastie Boys video, Nick Eaglin.
Hey, everybody.
I just feel like this entire podcast, we should just have one guy sitting here going, "It's Sabotage!"
So, we are just here to give our brief thoughts on the Star Trek Beyond trailer, which just dropped...
It's Sabotage!
Some would say that. So... Let's kind of go in a circle, and we start with Nick, and just kind of give our thoughts on this teaser. What were your impressions? And, you know, there was a lot of mixed opinions on Star Trek Into Darkness. And, Nick, I'd like to hear maybe your thoughts just on that movie before you kind of give your thoughts on the trailer. But does this look like a step in a different direction or more of the same?
You know what? Like, I've been defending Into Darkness for years, or a year and a bit.
Yeah.
I've gone to bat for it so many times. The first one in the reboot, I absolutely loved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm worried, guys.
Now, why is that?
I think Star Trek's gotten too cool.
This ain't your daddy's Trek.
No, it's not.
I hope that Adele ends up doing the opening sequence for this later on, you know. Here's the thing, like... It's a step in a different direction for Into Darkness, obviously. Nick, you walked in the door a little while ago, and you asked my thoughts about it, and we both agreed. It doesn't quite feel like Star Trek, does it? Like, and I'm not a nitpicker who picks on this stuff that I think doesn't really ultimately matter. I just, what I want to know is if it feels like Star Trek or not. And why to you does this maybe not feel quite like Star Trek?
I'm totally fine with, like, all the explosions. It's cool if you want to blow up the Enterprise again, but all the characters don't seem like themselves in this trailer. And we're just looking at a trailer. It's just, like, a little glimpse at them. But I think, like, everyone looks like... everyone's Han Solo in this thing, where everyone's kind of, like, the rugged. Like, I've been around the block a few times.
Everyone's cool.
I'm cool. I got a little vocal fry. I talk deep. Everyone.
Yeah.
Cam, I'm curious. Your thoughts on Star Trek Beyond teaser trailer number one.
I thought it was okay. I'm not a big fan of the use of the Sabotage song. I thought it was... They got away with it just enough in the first movie. We still didn't really like it, but we were like, okay, we're past it in that first couple minutes, and then the movie is awesome.
Yeah.
So I could, whatever, let it go. I think it was questionable, but I think it also is very much the mission statement of what the teaser wanted to be, which is, this is like more like the 2009 movie and not Star Trek Into Darkness.
Oh, see, the mission statement of this trailer, that's a good question. You think it's trying to emulate J.J. Abrams' 2009 film?
I think it's
film?
Trying to say we are like that movie. However, I think it's, maybe this is part of a larger discussion, is I feel like at this point we maybe have to accept that Star Trek has become a reactive franchise, like the Bond movies, which are about kind of mirroring the trends in pop culture. You know, the first J.J. movie was very much kind of inspired by the Batman Begins, Casino Royale reboot kind of idea, that sort of energetic origin story. Into Darkness was definitely sort of influenced by the sort of the darker, kind of murky morality of, like, The Dark Knight. This looks to me like Guardians of the Galaxy and Fast and Furious.
Yeah, or even maybe Guardians of Galaxy Quest, based on some of these aliens that we're seeing here.
Yeah, but there's like that scene where like Scotty jumps out and grabs the ledge, which is a lot like Fast and the Furious.
Yes, it is. We've kind of given like our basic thoughts on this. Maybe let's just like break it down a little bit. I mean, we're introduced at the very beginning of this with, you know, Beastie Boys playing that Sabotage song. Then, of course, Simon Pegg, the writer, he gets the introduction right there. Yeah. But, is that music?
Yeah.
You know? I just have a tough time, like, buying into Sabotage playing throughout 90 seconds straight. Like, it just, it's too much of your, this ain't your daddy's Star Trek that's going on.
This is for a general audience, though. They are not marketing this to Star Trek fans.
But this is where... I'm going to come right down on this trailer, though, because you look at the new Star Wars trailers that have come out, which they're, you know, marketing to a general audience.
Right.
Those just look so awe-inspiring, and just, like, they just bring out such a visceral reaction from people. This just looks... I hate to say it, and I'm not somebody who's so reactive, and I'm not one of those Trek fans who only likes whatever Star Trek he grew up with or anything like that, but this just looks kind of, like, dumb. But not in a fun, dumb way that I... Cam, you and I, we both like the Fast and Furious movies for what they are.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you and I were both, you know, intrigued by the hiring of Justin Lin. We both think he's a good director. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of fearful that we're going to actually get what all the fans feared we were going to get, which was, like, a dumb Fast and Furious movie in space. This is only based on, like, the first 90 seconds that we've seen.
I kind of want to argue with you over a point here.
Okay.
Now, you talked about the trailers for the Star Wars prequel. Sorry, not Star Wars. The Star Wars Episode 7, which had a lot of awe and, like, iconic imagery.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. General audiences have nostalgia for Star Wars. They don't have nostalgia for Star Trek.
Yeah.
I think you need to sell something that's kind of exciting. I'm not going to say the general audience is going to be like, I'm a huge Star Trek fan after watching this, but I think... that they will be like, yeah, I want to see that. That looks fun. Like, it's got, like, you know, a Gamora or whoever the
sure.
the alien female is, played by that girl from Kingsman, the blade-legged girl.
Who suddenly speaks like Abby Maria Gomez from Survivor, but...
but, you know, like, it's a lot of quick punch moments. This is the perfect trailer to air in front of, like, a Star Wars movie. It's big sci-fi action. Now... I have to believe, like, Justin Lin has talked about how much he loved the original series. The original series had tons of action-based episodes. You know, look at the episode Arena. It's Kirk fighting a lizard man the entire episode. It's about the ideas tied to kind of pulpy conceits. Do I think this is TNG Star Trek? No.
No, I agree.
Not at all. But I think original series, this could be a 21st century version of the original series.
It's also coming out in July, so it is a summer movie.
Yeah.
It's got to play to that summer teenage audience.
Which I feel like, you know, the first 2009 J.J. Abrams did as well, but it came off very different. Like, that trailer, it was, like, very much kind of that Herman Zimmerman thwang kind of, like, musical score.
Yeah.
It wasn't Beastie Boys, you know, and this just seems, like, too much of, like, this, like, it doesn't seem like science fiction. It seems like science fiction tinged action.
Well, it's space opera.
It's to me. Well,
with motorcycle jumps.
Well, that's just it. I mean, Cam, you brought up the fact that, you know, Star Trek's about ideas.
Yeah.
What ideas are being presented here?
Well, it's a 90-second action trailer. The audience that for this general audience does not want to hear science fiction philosophy in a 90-second teaser. They want to see, okay, it has action, it has a villain like who's snarling something, it's got Kirk looking cool, it's got all these characters looking cool, it has a comedy, I think a really funny comedy beat there with Spock and McCoy, which I love seeing these two paired up in a you know, a scene together.
I hope they give McCoy more to do in this movie, but I don't know,
It also establishes it's not an Earth, it's a space, like they're at an alien world, mm-hmm. It's got an alien ass-kicking, you know, female character, like... I get it. Like, I'm not saying this is representative of what the movie will be. I think with marketing, it sells to a general audience.
But to me, no, you know what? The thing is, like, this trailer looks like marketing from the 1990s. Like, this... I don't know about that.
How's this going to play out in front of the Star Wars audience?
I think they're going to be like...
I think it's going to be like...
Everybody in there is going to be like, yeah, we love Star Wars way more.
I think its biggest flaw is using that song.
Okay, I agree with you on that. So, Cam... I was talking to Nick before you arrived, and I brought up the fact that I watched the trailer twice before I watched it the third time, and I turned the volume off.
Yeah.
And I think it played better with the volume off, but there were just, like, beats and moments in it where we have, like, fake Gamora using her baton.
Yeah.
Just other stuff like Kirk going off, like, on his motorbike on an alien planet where it just totally threw me out. And
there is a scene of two guys, like, jumping away from an explosion.
So here's the thing. Who are they trying to appeal to? General audiences. Yes. This, to me, looks like generic sci-fi action movie. There's nothing about this that really stands out to me. Like, why would I feel compelled to see this versus, like, another generic sci-fi action movie?
I think this looks a lot like the 2009 movie in terms of trailers.
I disagree.
Really?
Yeah, you're saying like there's sci-fi conceits introduced in that 2009 trailer where we have like that shot of the Romulan ship going through the black hole. You know, like it's establishing like a different universe for these characters to live in. You know, like I think this is that first trailer is way more successful. I was not really all that inspired by the Into Darkness marketing. Like,
no.
I never gripped me. this, but 2009 did to a much better degree than this trailer is. I feel very fearful, and I'm not like that reactionary Star Trek fan who gets uptight about like the dumb details. There's stuff about this that I just, it feels kind of generic to me, and that's why I'm worried.
How do you guys feel about them blowing up the Enterprise again?
I'm
not a big fan of either.
And again, we're seeing
in the third Star Trek movie.
And we're seeing swarm aliens, which again, that comes back to generic sci-fi action movie. Like we see swarm aliens in like every generic sci-fi action movie, and
don't know anything about what the villain is. We don't know what the central conflict of this
movie I agree.
That's nice, actually.
And I love his line where he says, "You know, what happens when the frontier pushes back?" That's a fascinating idea. The idea that we're out there, or you know, Starfleet is out there as explorers going to these new worlds. What happens when you go to a new world that is basically like, we should not be here?
Yeah,
this was a huge mistake.
You know, one of the lines that I did like, one of the things that gave me some hope for this movie, here's the thing, this is our 90-second trailer where I think the biggest issue we have is maybe some generic action beats coupled with that song.
Yeah.
But there are moments that I like where, we have Kirk saying, you know, we've got no ship, we're crash-landed, what do we do? And then...
Which is classic original series. Like, a huge number of episodes are about them being trapped on a planet... not able to get to the Enterprise. Usually it's just lack of communication or an alien god is like holding the ship hostage or something like that. But it's them trapped on a planet having to, figure out their way. We've never seen this in a movie before.
No, but the line that I loved is Spock says to Kirk then, "We find hope in the impossible."
Yes.
To me, that's Star Trek. That's totally the one moment where to me I'm just like, okay, maybe you've got me. Maybe you've got me. So I am hopeful for that. And I agree, Cam. Here's the thing. One of the big complaints with, the previous two entries is, it's about the Enterprise where you're exploring new life, new civilizations, strange new worlds, where we didn't really go very far beyond Earth.
Yeah.
We do see evidence that there are strange new worlds that will be featured in this, and Kirk will be using them as ramps for his motorcycle as, he flies through and does acrobatics. He really should have talked to Ryan Gosling about Beyond the Pines.
Oh my lord! Yeah. No one should ask anyone about Beyond the Pines.
But I don't know. Here's the thing: I'm not gonna like poo-poo the whole movie based on one trailer that really rubbed me the wrong way. Mm-hmm. I'm intrigued by what happens, but it keeps going back to me. It feels generic in a way that the previous two teaser trailers for the rebooted films did not. This just seems generic. I don't know. Nick, is there anything that you pulled out of this that maybe you liked, or like a moment that you thought, hey, there's potential here, this isn't going to be just garbage?
I liked that I didn't know that Idris Elba was in it.
Yeah, you and I were talking about that, and like, you're like, yeah, it's disappointing we didn't see him yet. And I was just like, I think we did. He's just covered in so much makeup that we can't tell.
He looks kind of badass. So
he looks at the face, not the head, but the face almost looks like Jem Hadar.
Yeah.
I thought.
Hey, if they introduce a changelings in this, that'll be intriguing. I'm sure that was not the case. But
I have heard, though, it's an original alien.
Which I'm okay with. I want to see original aliens. Like, it's been a while.
One interesting little fact I heard just reading online, Devin Faraci talked to Simon Pegg and Justin Lin about it. And they said basically Star Trek Into Darkness basically said they'd solve death and the need for spaceships in that movie, and they've completely scrapped that. That will not be referred to at all in this movie.
Sorry, wait. Say that again?
Like, the concept of, like, magic blood that heals people, like death being a finality. And the notion that transwarp, like, you don't need ships. They are completely forgetting that ever happened in this movie.
I thank God.
Yeah.
I mean, those are awful elements.
Does this mean that Star Trek Into Darkness will now be the Quantum of Solace of Star Trek movies, where they'll make reference to only the first one and ignore that one? Like they did in Spectre.
Ooh. Here's the thing. Like, Alice Eve is going to be in this, isn't she?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Really? Okay, I thought I had read something that maybe she was. I don't think
she's in the cast, and she's certainly not in the teaser.
Yeah, no, she's not. So
everyone else is.
So yeah, at the very least, I'd hope that they would bring Alice Eve into the mix. And I think they're...
If you've got a new female lead, though, do you really want Alice Eve there?
I don't know. And that makes me kind of question... Here's the thing. I don't think, like, Into Darkness was, without any sort of merit. I mean, there's, like, elements in there. And I think if there's a better response to it, I think we would have gotten Benedict Cumberbatch back in, like, more of the uneasy ally role, you know? So the fact that they're just going to forget about Into Darkness, I think, is kind of unfortunate, even though I wasn't the biggest proponent of it, but still. I don't know. I guess maybe it's good. Well, you know what? You say the Quantum of Solace. There were references to Quantum of Solace in Spectre. So
Barely. They went out of their way to kind of not reference it. It's not mentioned in the opening credits. They mention every other Daniel Craig movie. They have visual references. When they have like the photos up of like all the past characters that are tied to Bond, they don't have anything of Green. There's only one name mentioned, whereas like Skyfall and Casino Royale are leaned heavily on.
But I don't know.
It's the bastard stepchild of the Daniel Craig movies,
and maybe that's what Into Darkness is destined to be for, you know, this particular franchise. But I don't know. I was totally on board with the whole Justin Lin hiring, the Simon Pegg script, which it seems as if maybe it has been rewritten, much to Simon Pegg's chagrin.
I don't think it has been. I think it was just Simon Pegg and Justin Lin. I've heard that Simon Pegg and his co-writing partner's name, I can't remember.
Yeah. Doug John.
I've heard that from what I have read, the Orsi and the other two guys, it's more of a contractual thing because they turfed out their whole script. But it's kind of like they had to sort of contractually mention them.
Okay. But, so. I mean, I don't know. I was always kind of on board with what they were going to do. And I was just kind of rolling my eyes at all these fans that were saying, oh, this is going to be a dumb action movie in space. I don't think that this... I don't think this trailer is meant for the fans. This trailer is certainly not going to bring in a lot of the hardcore fans into... It's essentially
not going to dissuade any of the fans who are already annoyed at what J.J. Abrams has done with Star Trek.
Well, talk about like some of the online discussions you were witness to today, Cam.
It seemed to me a lot of Star Trek fans were just arguing back and forth as to whether J.J. Abrams directed the movie.
I think it's pretty cut and dry. The answer, Cam?
No.
So fans, if you're confused at all about it,
There's a website, an internet movie database, you could say.
Do tell.
That will tell you the answers to such questions. Or you could look at the trailer where it says directed by. There are many ways to answer this riddle.
Yeah. All right. Guys, any kind of final thoughts? I'm assuming you're still going to see Star Trek Beyond, regardless of your thoughts about the trailer.
I'm not actually that worried about... Like, I know it was like a Fast and Furious type trailer, but Justin Lin, he did a couple episodes of True Detective in season 2, which I didn't care for, but I get the feeling that maybe he can do the atmospheric, moody type thing. Mm-hmm. And then he did Community. He did a couple episodes of Community, so he can handle the smart goofball humor that you kind of like with Simon Pegg and his interactions with the cast. So I don't know, I'm not that... Okay, I said I was really worried at the beginning of the episode, but...
Yeah. Cam talked you down from the ledge?
Yeah, you guys did a little bit. Thank you. But when I watch the trailer again and hear the Beastie Boys, it's going to all come back.
Yeah, like, I blame more the Paramount marketing
department. It's sabotage!
Like, I think it's more a cynical song choice. Like, I think that was really kind of shameless. And I really, part of me feels like they only did that because they were like, we swear, it's more like the first J.J. Abrams than the second. Because the first one had that song cranked in one of its trailers, too.
They should have cranked Intergalactic in this one, you know, to throw back to Into Darkness bar scene.
Kind of like how AC/DC is like the theme song of Iron, or is the band like who fronts Iron Man.
Yeah.
You know, it's always a different song. They should have a different Beastie Boys song in every Star Trek movie.
How pissed off would you be, though, if like the Enterprise turned out to be sabotaged in this movie? Like, if that actually happens, I'll be so angry.
We should
crank that song right now.
Yeah.
Like, do you think the song will be in the movie?
Yes.
Do you think so?
Yes.
Okay.
I do. Doesn't Simon Pegg, or I should say Scotty, directly reference? Isn't that music?
He could, but it could easily be swapped out for
it
something.
It could
else.
Be, but I think, I don't know, maybe based on fan reaction, they'll swap it out for, I don't know, another Beastie Boys song about, like, how you have to fight for your right to party.
Possibly.
I'd love to sing, I'd love to see Kirk going around singing lyrics, you know.
Brass Monkey?
Yeah.
I don't know, like, I'm kind of a little more for this trailer. I agree, like, it looks like a Guardians or, you know, there's Fast and Furious action beats. But I don't know, like, I see a lot of, like, original sort of series spirit in this thing. I see it, like, kind of more so... than a lot of even the original series movies. It's a very basic original series concept. And from everything Justin Lin has said, I have a lot of faith in him, in his love of that series. Like, I don't think he was approaching this as like, I just want to make a dumb action movie.
I would hope not. But the difference between this and, say, the Guardians marketing is that Guardians didn't look generic. It looked like something I'd never really seen in, like, a summer blockbuster before.
Sure.
It feels like I've seen this trailer before.
Well, it's because all the trailers are made by the same company, right? Like, Justin Lin didn't direct the trailer, so...
Yeah. Unfortunately, Justin Lin doesn't have enough power yet to, like, command the marketing like David Fincher or Christopher Nolan do.
Yeah.
One day. But I do think the song choice is... I would be curious, like, how fans would have reacted to this trailer without that song. With just, like, the Star Trek theme played, like, an orchestral version, maybe a little more fast-paced version.
I think the response would have been more positive, but like I said, even when I turned the volume off, there was, like, just shots where I was just like, this looks kind of boring, or generic. Like,
okay, you liked the motorcycle, though, didn't you?
To me, it looked like generic sci-fi action movie.
Someone did reference the dune buggy in Nemesis. They were like, oh my god, it's the dune buggy scene all over again.
Hey, look, if they bring back B4 and it's like Kirk carrying his head around in that motorcycle in like a basket on the front of the motorcycle, I would watch that movie.
Sure.
I'll say a little disappointed by this is the first Star Trek film made here in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys recognize any Vancouver scenery at all?
I wasn't really hoping to see any if it's an alien world.
No, but here's the thing, like, they take the filming out of like Southern California and we're exposed to rock quarry. Amazing.
That was like TNG and original series where they didn't have any money. This one has money, so it's like, let's create an alien world.
No, but like, look at all the other Star Trek films. Like, they're like
lower budget.
They're going to look at Into Darkness. Look at it. Look at say 2009. I mean, it's like more rock quarry scenes. We're on Vulcan. Look, it's like generic rocks. And we're into Star Trek Beyond. Look, generic rock quarry. Like, if we're here in Vancouver, give some lush mountain shots, or I don't know.
Let's hope for that, then.
Yeah.
I mean, it could happen. We haven't seen any of the movie. We've only seen, like...
90 seconds.
Less than that, because there's a lot of text.
That's true.
We've seen 60 seconds of the movie.
Okay, I'll say this. One thing I did like is the very end of the trailer, it says Beyond, just the font and just the way they reveal Beyond, and then Star Trek comes into focus. I thought that actually looked cool. That worked for me.
You guys weren't excited about seeing Spock and McCoy together?
I thought it was okay.
So that would, like, set off my geek, like... I was so excited to see that. I want to, because, Justin Lin has done such a great job in the Fast movies of making ensemble films, whereas, like, especially with Into Darkness, they were not interested in the ensemble.
No.
I'm really excited to see the whole crew, what they're all kind of doing during this, this incident.
Well, and I also hope that Simon Pegg knows that he's going to have to work with all these cast members, so he better write some good material for all of them, or else he's not going to get invited to the rap party.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we did have one listener to send in their thoughts. Supreme Leggett had this to say: this one might not only be a good movie, but a good Star Trek movie.
Oh.
Okay. I hold out optimism for this. This particular teaser does not fill me with the optimism that I seek at this point, but I hold out hope. I don't know. To me, it just looks too generic for it to be both a good movie and a good Star Trek movie at this point, but who knows? Like, I've seen movies with great trailers that turn out to be garbage, and I've seen, like, crappy trailers that have great movies behind them. Mm-hmm. So, do you know what this reminded me of? Did you see the original trailer for Supernova, the 2000 film?
No.
They're playing like Sugar Ray, and it's just like, I just wanna fly.
Isn't that the one with like sexy decon scenes or something?
Yeah, but it's just kind of like, I think that trailer had zero to do with the actual tone of Supernova, which is a really bad, bad movie.
Yeah.
But, like, they're making it look like this wacky comedy in space or something. Yeah. And I don't know. So I hope that they figure out, like, maybe there's better ways to market something to make it. Okay, I didn't come out of this viewing going like, oh, man, my heart longs for the optimism that Star Trek, or I feel intrigued by the story elements. I'm just, and I think you can do that with general audiences where they can just be engaged and hooked and, like, emotionally invested in what's going on within, like, 90 seconds to 2 minutes, I think it's possible, and I don't think this accomplished it. That's all.
Well, I found this one far more encouraging than the first teaser for Into Darkness, personally.
I left wanting to have like a giant drink 2 liters of Mountain Dew and like
ride a BMX bike over.
Exactly. Yeah, it was just too cool for me.
Okay, well, I think on that note, we'll say our assignment is complete. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, we want to hear from you. Send your thoughts on the Star Trek Beyond teaser. We'd love to read them to subspacetransmissionspod@gmail.com. You can also reach us on the Twitter. I'm at Cam V as in Voyage into Beastie Boys Beat Smith.
You can find me at Reportin. That's R-E-P-O-R-T-O. It's Sabotage!
Nick? I'm Nick Eagland. N-I-C-K. E-A-G-L as in listen all y'all. A-N-D.
Okay, so until next time, the arena is closed.
Transfer complete.